with a new temporary intro.
Yeah.
This one's driving me crazy.
I know. I'm starting to actually dislike cats, which is not fair and not reasonable.
I think we just keep finding placement holders until we have our intro finished.
It should be here soon, I hope.
Okay. Hi, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. We're in a mess, guys. I'm Bethany. This is Kathleen over there.
Hi.
Sam over there. We are your three quirky girlfriends, and here are the things that we freak out about this week.
I got three parking tickets.
No, you didn't.
No. In 1 week.
No.
Bye-bye, $180.
Why did you keep getting parking tickets?
Because I paid the meter on my phone digitally at 10:02, and they were at my car at 10:01.
No.
Duh.
That's the kind of week I've been having.
That sucks.
I get you. And for all of you who are unaware of this at the moment, we are now just getting back, time-wise.
Yes.
You're listening, and we're just getting back from the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Unless we didn't come back.
Unless, and in which case...
Great possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, in which case, like, please wear goofy glasses to my memorial is my only thought.
Oh, previous funeral episode.
Yes, right? Use that as a reference.
What episode is that?
We have to find it.
We have to find it. But Bethany was just saying that sometimes when you're having a week, you have to scream.
Yeah.
You just have to let it all out.
Yeah. I had a fight yesterday with our producer, Nate.
Yeah.
He and I were fighting, like yelling at each other. And on a certain level, it felt really good to yell.
Hell yeah.
He was yelling at me. I was yelling back at him. It was like, gloves are off. And now we've gone feral and everything is fine. We talked it out and it's all great now. But there was a certain part in my lizard brain during the yelling. I was like, God, this feels so good.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Just to yell.
I've surpassed that at the moment. Like, I have nothing.
I can see it on your face.
I have nothing. It was just, you know, we're doing stuff at work. So as we record this, it's a day later from when we recorded our last one. And we were pretty nutty with that one. It's just 24 hours more of... busyness.
Yeah, it's Wednesday today.
Difficultness. So I did my yelling. I yelled earlier today, not at a person, but at a situation to a person.
Yeah.
And now I have nothing.
I hear you.
I have no thing.
Sometimes I feel it's more therapeutic when you yell in public and then other people can like absorb some of your frustration.
Yeah.
I do a lot of my grocery shopping by foot because I live in a city and you know how expensive strawberries are? They're really expensive most of the year.
Yeah.
So I got all the way home. I had two packages of strawberries and one package fell out of my grocery bag and then there's just strawberries all over the sidewalk.
No.
And I just looked up at the sky and I went, you win! And I live in a neighborhood where there are a lot of elderly people, so they all sit on the stoop. And they all were just looking at me, like nodding their heads, like,
girl, yeah. I get it.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Oh my God, that's hilarious, actually. I'm picturing that happening to Kathleen, and I'm not happy it happened. I'm just picturing you in like a really, the A-line skirt all the way down. Like, you're looking so proper and just spilled strawberries.
Not gonna lie, I took those strawberries upstairs, put really hot water on them, and then ate them.
Good, girl.
Good. It's just a little protein. That's okay.
Go, girl.
By the way, I wanna give a shout out to B-Side on Twitter because she said that if we go missing in the Grand Canyon, she knows every true crime podcast to hit up to tell our story.
Oh, great. Nice.
And I asked her to choose good pictures of us for Dateline as well. And she said, will do. I also wrote a special request for Keith Morrison to lean extra hard as well. I'm obsessed with B-Side.
She gets us.
She gets us.
You get us, girl.
While we're on some housekeeping, I also want to give a shout out to Mary Rose. She wrote us a really nice note on Facebook about the Grand Canyon, our last episode as well. And she said, listen, leave your sense at home because you don't want to attract wildlife and animals because vanilla lotion.
Yeah. Plus when you sweat it so much, it's not going to make it smell any better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So thank you for all of your tips, Mary Rose.
Yeah. You guys are great. So can we hop into the advice column portion?
Yeah.
Of our-
distract my brain.
Yes.
What can we do for you today, Bethany?
So I need advice.
Yes.
So
the advice crew is here.
Here we are.
Go on.
So I found out that a very good friend of mine from my childhood. So we don't live in the same city anymore, but we were very, very close growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out that she is getting married. And the way I found out is I got the wedding invitation in the mail.
Whoa.
So I didn't know she was engaged and I didn't know there was like anything going on.
Okay.
So I am happy that she remembered me in the invite portion of the thing, but I am very hurt that she never told me she was getting married.
Okay.
And like, I don't go on Facebook, so...
Have you checked since?
Have I checked her page?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even...
Because I'm wondering if she's being totally secretive about it in general.
Yeah.
Or is she not being secretive about it, and it's that you... It would adjust a little bit. You know what I mean?
Okay, hold on. Let me go on a Facebook page right now.
Detective.
You know, this is funny that you bring this up, because I was out to dinner with my friends last night, and I think that two of my friends are secretly dating.
Oh, exciting!
And I was thinking to myself today, what if they don't tell anybody about the relationship, because we're all in the same friend group and it would make things complicated. They probably don't want to hear anybody else's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame them. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be very cool if one day they were like, guess what? We're engaged. We've been dating for years and you never knew.
That's a lot to take in. I got to be honest. Depending on my friends, I might think that's so cool. But if they're close enough, I might be like offended. And not that I have a right to be offended. I'm acknowledging that. I'm just saying my emotions would go there.
Maybe because these two people aren't my very, very best friends, I think that it would be cool.
Gotcha. So they're on the outskirts of the good friends.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly.
Happy to see you. Don't need to text you weekly.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's exciting, man.
So, but... I don't know. How does that translate to what Bethany has going on?
Okay, so I just went on her Facebook page, and she has been talking about it. Like, she posted when she got engaged. She posted. Yeah. I just didn't see it because I'm never on Facebook. So my thing is, like, are we just at the point where you don't tell your friends stuff because you assume they see it online?
At least in part, yes.
See, that sucks because, like, I don't know. I don't go on people's accounts and like look at their accounts and see what everyone's been up to. There are some people like on the show who will go on every show person's account and like review it and make sure they know what everyone's up to. I just don't. I don't do that.
Yeah.
And so I think that I'm missing a huge portion of people's lives. But I also don't like the assumption, because I had somebody else reach out to me, and I had to say, I'm sorry if you've addressed this already, but like, do you still live, you know, in Minneapolis,
right,
or
right.
have you moved? I don't look at your Facebook. I'm sorry. I just feel like I'm so out of the loop, but I don't want to devote my life to being on Facebook because it's boring.
Yeah.
Everyone just posts about politics
and
or babies.
It's artificial, let's be honest. Like, it's through a screen in the most literal sense. It's not what's put... I feel like there's a... I love how you don't love that, Bethany. Like, I think that's awesome, and I want more people to be like that, but... there has to be some kind of balance, because I don't want you or me or anyone like that to also be real. Like, there's a cocktail that has to be made with all this. Like, I had to have a breaking down 101 discussion of friendship with five really core friends a few months ago, because I've decided that I'm only doing active friendships now. No more of the bullcrap ones. If I care about you, you know about it and we'll work on it. And someone actually said that they never felt separated from me because they are that person who gets all of their information off social. So like, oh, I've known all about you. I'm like, yeah, but we don't talk.
Yeah.
This is not a connection. This is you reading me like I'm a book, and I don't put the bad stuff on there. There's no depth. So I feel like the friend, if it bothers you and you feel like you can, because there's always those friends where even if you separate, you're still really close at the core.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think it's a bad idea, if you think it would make you feel better, to say, oh, so I don't know how to even phrase it. Like,
I didn't even know. Yeah, because I just wish that even I don't need a phone call, like a text. Just like, hey, just so you know.
I got engaged.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking back to when I got engaged, and all of my very closest friends, we gathered them in a bar the next day and like announced it. And,
oh, that's cute.
All at once. So it was a surprise to everybody. But I'm thinking of like my childhood friends, like going back to my high school friends who I was close with back then, but wasn't in contact with when I got engaged every day. And I think I just put it on Facebook But yeah. The algorithm was different back then.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I stopped using Facebook when they changed the algorithm.
Mm-hmm. Because now the algorithm, yeah, you used to see everything. Yeah. Every update, you would go, you would scroll through, and you would see everything that everybody that you're friends with had posted that day. Yep. And then you'd get to the part in your feed where you would see like the previous day's posts, yeah. and then yep. you could stop. But yep. you don't see that stuff
there
anymore.
There also wasn't a sharing of attention with media. Like right yeah. now, we're in the, there's Twitter, Instagram, you know, Facebook, all these things are also big, so do you mm-hmm. have to hit each one yeah. equally? Like, I missed the back when there was just one funnel because my yeah. brain can't handle everything.
I think the more I think about it, the more I think about it from her perspective, I think you're right in that I shouldn't feel hurt because, no. yeah, because I don't talk to her every day and yeah. we don't even live in the same city. So it makes sense that the invite was just sent and that was it.
Yeah. How long have they been dating, I wonder? Like, how long has it been since you've had a semi-active friendship with her?
I mean, we text every once in a while. She's yeah. reached, I mean, you know, but I've never actually, like, hung out with him. I've okay. never met him yeah. because the way that her life is and the way that my life is, our schedules have just never synced up.
Totally.
And so, so that's probably another reason is just, like, I don't really know him. Right. At all. So mm-hmm. that makes sense. I'm glad we talked about it before I said something because I don't, you know, I it's so important to put yourself in the other person's shoes.
Definitely.
Because people don't tend to act maliciously.
Yeah.
It's usually justified in their head at least. Yeah. And I think that she was justified.
That being said, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and also she's likely suffering from bride brain.
Probably, yes.
Like, I suffered hardcore from bride brain. I couldn't keep anything straight. You're just sort of in, like, planning mode, and it's not a great place to be.
And if I've gotten the invitation, that means she's probably been in planning mode for a while.
Mm-hmm. True. I'm just wondering if I could use that excuse. Do what? You actually have to be getting married to
yes.
use bride brain?
I think so.
Because I have
yeah.
bride brain right now, guys. I have bride brain. I got no room in this Tupperware.
No, you got fried brain.
I got yeah. fried brain.
Yeah. Not bride brain.
I almost want to introduce myself to the two of you. That's how crazy I feel.
You poor thing.
We have not met yet.
Yeah,
I know.
But it's a real thing. And any of my friends who are getting married, when they behave poorly, I sort of look the other way and say, okay, we'll have you back when you're done.
Oh my goodness. I just can't even imagine.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
That whole one-sided friendship thing is tough too, though. Like, I get that on an interesting level because I'm on the radio. Mm-hmm. And so my family members can listen to me and my friends can listen to me. Mm-hmm. And they feel like they have contact and they know what I'm doing every day. But I don't get it the other way.
Yeah.
And so I often am like, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. And, oh, yeah, well, I listen to you every day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because hearing my voice is even more intimate and feels like a thing when it's not.
And I feel like there's definitely, Bethany, like from what you brought up, a really big universal takeaway from this. And it's that social media, as popular as it is a one-sided experience. It might be one-sided for me and for you, thus it seems like it's two-sided, but
right.
it's not. We don't put our day-to-day thoughts in, you know, up on that stuff. And it's really important to address and recognize the connections you really want to keep going and be active with it.
Yeah.
Do it. I think it's everyone needs to do something like this. It doesn't matter if you're not married. Go reach out to your like five best friends if you haven't been the most active friend. And
you have to
make that bond again.
You have to
reprise it.
And there are certain things that you will never admit on social media that you want to admit to your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Absolutely.
I have the friend that if I'm sworn to secrecy about something, that one friend is exempt. Like, oh, I promise I won't tell anybody because I'm going to tell her. Obviously,
yeah.
I'll tell her.
But yeah.
like, and those aren't things that you want to put online. And so you're missing out on those conversations. Like, I would never put this in writing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm sexually attracted to my uncle or whatever.
Like, you oh my God, have, you read my blog.
Not blood related.
married.
Married into the family.
But yeah, like you miss out on those really kind of amazing conversations too. Because
yeah.
that's not the kind of thing you're going to put on Twitter or, you know, Instagram or Snapchat, which I don't use Snapchat anymore, but whatever.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't get down with Snapchat.
I choose Instagram over Snapchat.
Can you imagine somebody getting married and you find out on Snapchat?
Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. That was a commercial right now. Someone's
what?
Job was to, it was some phone or service or whatever. And the person was, asked to live stream the reception. Like, there was a guest, not the reception, I'm sorry, the actual wedding, like the ceremony.
Oh my gosh.
And he's live streaming it. And I laughed the first time I saw it because I'm like, this is the year I live in.
Yeah.
Where I can save money on a guest list.
Yeah.
Because here's the website and here's the passcode. And go watch me get married or eat pizza or whatever.
It's a great way to save money.
Oh my God, we could have coffee dates across
the world.
The world.
Imagine inviting your family to a wedding. That's a link. You can tune in here.
Oh my God.
I mean, you would only have to invite, you'd probably like invite your parents.
Yeah.
And then everyone else gets a link.
You only have to decorate like a good, 500 square feet total? That's the whole party.
Yeah. You know, this is a good solution for grandma and grandpa and auntie and uncle who are elderly and can't make the wedding.
Totally.
It's not a bad idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea at all.
Yeah, I like this. This podcast went in a weird way.
It really did.
Make fewer connections, guys. Streamline. Don't invite anyone. Do it on your webcam.
I literally just complained about a wedding situation and now we're planning a virtual wedding.
So exciting.
But it would be great. It's like a great idea too. Then like if you want people at your reception, maybe you have a big reception party.
Yeah.
But the wedding itself, you have to pay for
this.
This is a great idea.
I'm just thinking about somebody who wants to have a birthday party but doesn't actually want to see anybody.
Wait,
so they live stream a birthday party.
Bethany and I. You guys, this is your birthday party.
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh. And then if it gets overwhelming, I just click off.
Yeah. You would have like a really nice like blouse on and your hair and makeup all done, but then you're wearing boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Because it's just torso up.
Thanks for coming to my party, guys.
Tom Brokawing it.
Wish you were here to taste the cake.
Oh, so entertaining. Did everyone make their love and meringue pie?
Yeah, exactly.
Cut it.
You get a recipe that you make at home.
Isn't it delicious? We all like the candles. Oh my God, guys, we can plan parties. We could surprise party plan people. We can make boxes of things, like maybe a single serve rosé or a little, little single cake, and we drop it off at our friends and write, do not open until Saturday at 5 p.m.
It's our virtual date.
And then have the login information on the inside.
Brilliant.
You all do the same thing and it's a party.
This is a whole business idea.
Yeah, this is for long distance relationships too. Mm-hmm. You eat the same dinner.
This is amazing.
Guys, it's is trademarked. Whoever's listening,
you can't have it. You can't have it.
It's like Blue Apron, but for long distance relationships.
Yes.
Single serving Blue Apron.
Oh my God.
What's the name of this website? This company? This enterprise?
Not alone.
Not alone.
.com.
Not alone.
Not alone. Not alone.com. Is that taken?
Not alone.com.
Look it up.
It makes me sad.
How about?
Because then if I'm drunk enough, I get all introspective and I'll be like, aren't all of us alone though? Really?
Doitogether.com. How about that?
That's positive.
But spelled together like the band. Together. And the T is a plus sign.
Do it together.
Nice. We're together. Algebra and trigonometry could never equal up to what you mean to me.
I spelled together wrong.
It's that kind of day.
Okay, got it. Let's see. Is it taken?
Come on.
It's loading slowly, so it's not a
good
sign.
Oh my God, it's like a drum.
You guys have been doing that for a long time. I probably have a virus now. Do it together is owned by a hacker.
I'm going to break my mic by hitting it.
Oh, I'm lightheaded.
No cigar, guys. No cigar.
Come on.
Doitogether.com. Anybody else's phone?
I got to stop. I just have to stop hitting.
We're together.
Just the 14
you plus
of us.
Me equals us.
Is it not loading still?
Yeah. I'm trying a different browser on my phone.
The anticipation is killing me.
All right. How do we get on Shark Tank with this idea?
Oh.
Somebody call Barbara Corcoran.
Barbara Corcoran, do you by chance listen to the podcast? If you do, please reach out to us. Our Twitter is at Acquired Podcast.
Can you try Doitogether on your computer, Sam? And my
vision is shady. Just an interlude quickly.
Man, that's so good, that song.
Last night I dreamt of what?
An overweight lady.
I love this song.
Not coming up on Sam's computer either. I know my happiness. It says you plus me
equals us. Not coming up. This page can't be displayed. I have to assume that means it's available.
On my way to Go Daddy.
Go to Daddy.
Yay!
Hold on, we're gonna break it down.
Baggy pants.
We're together.
Choreography.
Trigonometry can never equal up to what you do to me. Words integrate, don't differentiate. If you were in my class, there ain't no way I can pass. I hit English, gym, and not this is literally all we're doing for the podcast.
I like this. Like teacher roles in the TV because she doesn't want to teach class today.
Okay, that's it.
I was just starting to feel the beat.
Thanks for that. Thanks for indulging me. So we're going to buy that, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to be rich.
Yeah. Somebody owns it, but we can buy it from them, I
think. How much?
It doesn't say. GoDaddy said they'll contact the owner for us if we want.
Cool. So let's do that.
This is the most boring podcast we've ever done, I think.
Just have whiplash from us because we Quentin Tarantino'd this thing.
Yeah.
We turned it on its ass. Like,
yeah.
We make more connections, and now please make fewer connections.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
I think if you're having a wedding among introverts, then you just do it virtually, and I think that that's a great idea.
Yeah, I like this very much.
Sam, just edit out all of that.
So take it from the top. Hi, guys. This is an Acquired Taste podcast.
Oh, my God.
We just started this just now.
Because think about it. Like, if we go missing in the Grand Canyon, this is the last podcast that we will have done.
I never thought about that.
So
we're not going out with blades of glory.
If you guys could choose last words, what would it be? There's actually a book or a website, probably both, of famous last words. And one of my favorite ones is, Abbott and Costello, the old-timey comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lou Costello's last words were, "This is the best damn milkshake I've ever had." Or something like that. It was at a diner. It's fascinating. John Lennon's was, "Yes, I am John Lennon."
Oh.
Last words.
Really?
I think I would want mine to be something that led to a conspiracy theory. You got the wrong Bethany.
Yes.
I just imagine you 104 dying peacefully in your bed. Like, wait.
The real Bethany is safe.
You're the old lady from Titanic.
Yeah.
You got the wrong Bethany.
It's going to be, don't worry, the real Bethany is safe.
I was going to think what mine would be, but you won. I'm done. That's it.
I want mine
to
be.
That's some Illuminati.
Somebody order a pizza.
Sam, what would yours be?
It was Michael.
Who's Michael? Everybody would be asking at your funeral, who's this Michael she speaks of? We will never know.
Wait, who was it? There was definitely someone who wrote, write the name of your worst enemy on your arm every morning when you wake up. This way, no matter how you die.
That sounds like a Dwight Schrute thing.
Not surprisingly, but I love that you said that.
Also, I was watching the movie that's on Netflix right now called What Happened to Monday.
Oh, yes. And I've been meaning to see this.
Yeah, and at one point, a character says to Monday, "I'm on to you." Okay.
I don't get it.
He's on to her. She doesn't know what he's on to.
Gotcha.
She thinks she knows what he's on to. Okay. So if someone said to you, "Sam, I'm on to you," what would they be on to? Because I think everyone's mind goes to something.
Wait, I started thinking.
Guilty secret.
I want to know what my immediate reaction would be. Hold on. I got to unthink.
Kathleen, I'm on to you. I'm on to you.
Oh my God, I don't, there's so much.
Right?
There's so much I'm guilty of.
I would have one thing that came up, but I'll never say it.
But you do have one thing.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Was it immediate?
Yeah.
Wow. I have no space in my Tupperware today of a brain, so I don't know what.
Oh my God.
I would just start crying at this point.
Maybe I need to do something so bad that it would be my onto you thing.
I think it says a lot about you too, that you're really good people.
No, I feel like it would also, I'm trying to picture someone saying it to me, and it would depend. Like, here you go, with a little smirk, and it's the same thing. Bethany, I'm on to you.
Okay, that's different.
That would mean different.
That's like flirting.
It's like, I know you have a crush on so-and-so.
Oh, who is he? Tell me.
But if picture someone that you despise. Okay, now, picture that person coming up to you, and as the elevator doors close, they say, "I'm on to you."
You had this coming!
I know what that means. That means that I accidentally liked one of their Instagram photos and we're not Instagram friends.
That's what it means.
And that's Kathleen's
deepest, darkest fear. That's yours, huh?
Yep.
Okay. I was just curious. It just you don't have to say it because, of course, you wouldn't want to. But think of as you listen to this podcast, you think if someone you hate or if you have an enemy, heaven forbid, or just somebody out, maybe it's a colleague who you're always battling with. If they said to you as the elevator doors closed, I'm on to you, what would you immediately think they were on to? That's all. You don't have to say.
I'm going to start doing that to people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great.
I'm going to start doing that when I'm unhappy with, like, when there's customer service. Like, instead of writing a poor Yelp review,
yeah,
I'm going to tell the pizza guy that I'm on to him.
Oh, I'm on to you.
I'm going to start riding the elevator and waiting for it to close for people to walk out.
If I want you to say that after, like, someone farts, but they thought it was silent, they thought it didn't have a smell, and then you say that, like, I just want to see them.
I'm on to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was the dairy.
I'm onto you.
Like, do it. This. Yeah, do it. That's all. This is a fun exercise. Should we go around and say what we learned? Let's be honest. In the last 24 hours?
Yes. In the last 24 hours, I learned that if cotton gets wet, it keeps you cold.
Yes.
And I learned that because we're not supposed to be packing anything cotton for this Grand Canyon trip. And as we talked about that, like we talked about that at work.
Yeah.
And I was wearing a cotton shirt. And then I walked home and it was so humid out that when I got home, my shirt was drenched. Mm-hmm. And I was putzing around the house, so I didn't change. And at some point, maybe like an hour later, my teeth were chattering.
Wow.
I was so cold.
Just stayed in there?
Yeah. So cotton keeps you freezing cold.
Yeah. I think I read online that cotton can absorb up to like 400% of its weight.
It's crazy.
Or something. I mean, don't quote me on that.
It is the great aunt of fabrics. I've always said that.
Mm. It can carry more on its back than the average person.
Who would be the little cousin? A dupioni?
Felt.
A file.
So anyway, if you want to stay warm, don't wear cotton.
Like that.
Yeah,
all right, Kathleen, what did you learn in the last 24 hours?
I learned that I didn't learn anything this week.
Yeah.
Shit. Can you go throw to Sam?
You're going
to
die in the Grand Canyon without having learned anything.
I learned that Kathleen's cat's feisty. Those are definitely kitty scratch marks on your collar.
I have to look up something on my
phone. Or are they?
Fun.
I'm on to you.
Facts.
Sam, what did you learn yesterday?
Yesterday, I learned that, please don't, I know this is so cheesy, but just take it for what it is, that love and energy is so much more important than anything else, because I had my birthday and my boyfriend forgot to bring my gift and my parents got like just a couple little things, and like honest to God, it was the best birthday feeling in such a long time. And at the end of the day, I'm like, I have nothing from these people. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome because it was the energy and the everyone came to Jersey City. My sisters like left work early.
They came to you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like it just felt really, really, really good.
Good. So just I'm glad.
Try it. That's so Miss America is what I learned this week.
Good.
And
happy birthday.
World peace. Thank you.
Good.
Feel so stupid saying that.
No, but it's true. It's totally true.
I'm mad at me now.
No. Kathleen, what did you learn in the last 24 hours?
So I read this thing online and I'm not sure if it actually works, but try it at home and let me know because I'm very curious. You know when your hand or your arm falls asleep and you get the tingles and you're like, damn, and you shake it?
Yeah.
Don't shake it. Rock your head from side to side because it's supposed to release the pressure and let the blood flow down to your arm and then you get your feeling back.
Oh.
Interesting.
That's interesting. I've never heard that before.
Who figured that out?
I wonder if it's one of those Snapple caps that are like fake, that you have to figure out what's fake or true.
I'm going to sit on my hand for a while.
I read it on Pinterest.
Okay.
Pinterest. Oh.
Sam is now making a tourniquet out of her hands.
I got this. This is going to be a 45-minute podcast.
This could be a while.
Okay. Well, that is this week's An Acquired Taste podcast. God, it was the worst one ever.
You know what we should really do? And we said we were going to do it, which makes me feel bad because we didn't address it. How about when we get back, we
do a live stream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam
is distracted.
Hold on. I was getting the eyes from a producer outside the studio. How about when we get back, we do our live stream episode? Should we commit to that next week or should we commit to it the following week? Because it's on Tuesday.
Next week we can.
Yes.
And we're back on Tuesday. So the day we're back, we can live stream.
Fresh with our Labor
from
Day
Bethany's
tan.
Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm down. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to have some fun stories from the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
All right, we're
I
doing
hope we
this.
Live. I really hope we live.
Yeah. Oh,
Lord God. Bless us all.
I'm excited for whatever comes. Maybe I have hired someone to pose as a serial killer and meet us there and scare us.
I'm actually kind of excited.
Oh, that's going to trump the actual serial killer I hired.
Can you imagine if he gets killed?
Your serial killer gets killed by my serial killer?
It's like, oh, it's like when you hire a private investigator and then they go missing.
All the time.
It's like that.
I've been brushing up on my shanking skills, so you guys.
And bring in Tiger Lady.
Better watch out.
All right, that's it.
Okay. We love you, and we're also on to you.